reality. Vow and Declare up on the inside. Vow and Declare, Prince of Aaron is lifting late with El Paradiso. Master of Reality just in front. Vow and Declare kicks. Vow and Declare's won it for Australia. They're on top of the world. Beats Prince of Aaron, El Paradiso in a photo finish, and Master of Reality, a classic cup.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Jimmy, I'm not sure our next guest would have liked to relive that call because...
I don't know why we played that. Poor
you
Tom,
could argue anyway. El Paradiso should have won, but Tom Magnier had a good day yesterday, particularly Magic Wand, and he's on the line. Tom, good morning, and we'll go straight to Magic Wand. That was some effort to come back from the 3,200 metres of the Cup on Tuesday and win the McKinnon yesterday, Tom.
I know. Morning, guys. How are you? Yeah, no, it was very exciting. She's such a special mare. Obviously, you know, she's been calling for that Group 1 for a long time, and we have TJ and Yvonne looking after her there. And, you know, to be fair, they said the whole way through, they said, look, she can win this. So, you know, she's in great order. So we spoke to Aidan, and he was delighted to kick on. And, you know, when it was great, we were delighted that Ryan stayed in town for it. And, look, it worked out well. I'm a big admirer of Hartnell, and it was a great race. And, listen, just delighted to be a part of it.
Yeah. Would this have even been attempted in Europe, Tom?
I suppose it's so different. But, you know, I just think, you know, those Galileos, they're so tough. And, you know, they've got a great... They can fight a lot. They can get into... You know, they just don't give up. So, listen, you know, it worked out well. And to be fair, as I said, when you've got Aidan O'Brien, Galileo and Ryan Moore... it's just unstoppable.
Yeah, I think that was Galileo's, tell me if I'm wrong, Tom, 84th individual Group 1 winner?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's extraordinary.
I don't think we've ever seen a stallion like him.
No, it's just extraordinary. Well, what's the future hold for Magic Wand now she has got that Group 1?
Yeah, she's going to go home, and I think Dad and the lads, they want to keep her in training. So, you know, we'll run her in Europe, you know, next year. And, you know, maybe we might even finish up here next year again. So we'll see what happens. But, look, the thing was to get the Group 1. We got that yesterday. So, you know, everything else is a bonus from here.
Mm. Let's go back to Tuesday. Sorry to do it to you, Tom. But the thoughts on, well, the run of El Paradiso was amazing, given the speed in the race, or lack thereof. And what was your thoughts on it, Tom?
I thought, you know, El Paradiso was probably a bit slow out of the gates, but flew home, as you say. You know, listen, we didn't get it. I think it was great for Australia that Vow and Declare won.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's great for Danny O'Brien and all his team and everybody. So, listen, you know, we're not going to make any excuses. We just know one thing, we'll look forward to coming back next year.
Well, El Paradiso, I understand, Tom, will now stay in Australia and be trained by Chris Waller?
Yeah, we got a couple of people in Australia to come into the horse. And, yeah, he'll go to Chris. So Chris likes the horse a lot. And, you know, there's Ozzy and some of the guys in the horse now. So, listen, he's a horse that will suit Australia. Mm. And he might win the Melbourne Cup next year.
Exactly. Tom, you mentioned Vow and Declare. Great for Australian racing. The local, the bred stayer, won the Melbourne Cup. He's by Declaration of War, who did stand at Coolmore. Is there any chance Declaration of War could come back, given he also sired the Derby winner this spring in Warning?
You'd have to look at these things, obviously. But, you know, he's obviously, he came down here and stood down here. But, yeah, we'd love to get him back, obviously. But those are the things that we look at. But, you know, you bring those shuttle stallions down here and they just do well, you know. The shuttle stallions are going very well at the moment. So he's just an example of that. So we're not anywhere yet. But, you know, you look at these things.
Mm. Will we see Yes, Yes, Yes at Royal Ascot, Tom?
Yeah, that's the plan. I think we'll see what happens there. I'd love to get him. I spoke to Ryan at the airport last night, and he said, look, he had a great carnival. He loved the whole thing, and he said the one thing you got to do for me is, he said, Yes, Yes, Yes has to go to. He loves to Yes, Yes, Yes go to Ascot. So we'll see.
Sounds like Ryan's pitching up for the ride already, Tom, I think.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You know, but listen, obviously, you know, these are things that, you know, Chris will look at. Obviously, you know, Chris Waller is just, what he's doing, you know, in Australia is just phenomenal. And, you know, just to have a horse in the yard is very exciting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Groundbreaking and record-making, CJ Waller. Tom, great to have you on the program. Appreciate your time this Sunday morning.
I know. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
There he is, Tom Magnier from Coolmore. Give us an update on the incredible performance of Magic Wand, as you mentioned. Just on that, the market is open for the 2020 Melbourne Cup, Raymond.
Yeah.
DXB, Il Paradiso, Q Gardens, Surprise Baby, and Vow and Declare, all at $18. Lead the market in that one if you're brave enough to have a bet this far out.